Welcome to Shir 27, and here we will discuss the rules of Shahakol and what you should do if you make a mistake. This Shir will be said with Zecher Nishmas, my grandmother, Mrs. Hannah Adler, Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak and Tirza, whose yard site was on Chaf Beis Elul when part of this Shir was prepared. Any food that does not grow from the ground is subject to the bracha of Shahakol. Now there are two ways to pronounce this bracha. Some say Shahakol Nihya Bidvaro, and others say Shahakol Nihya Bidvaro. So we therefore recite a Shahakol on meat, eggs, milk, cheese, water, and anything else that's not from the ground. So mushrooms and the like, so even though they grow on the ground, they're Shahakol because their main nutrients are not supplied from the ground, as are other items that do grow from the ground. There are items that grow from the ground, but nevertheless, they are Shahakol. So if one eats a fruit in an uncommon manner, so for example, it's eaten raw and you eat it cooked, or the opposite, you would recite a Shahakol, as we mentioned. One who drinks fruit juice or eats pureed fruit that does not have the form of the fruit itself, again, would recite a Shahakol. There's a rule that if you recite a Shahakol on any food, you're Yotzei B'diavad. However, this is only if you said the bracha directly on that item itself, as opposed to reciting a bracha on another item, which is a Shahakol, and then covering a non-Shahakol item. This will not work. However, if you actually had in mind the non-Shahakol item, there is now a situation of doubt as to if you're Yotzei or not. So in this situation, you should decide that you're done eating, and then at a later point, you could recite the correct bracha, and another option would be to go outside, which would force another bracha due to Shinoi Makom. Now, even though you can, b'diavad, get by with a Shahakol on any food, you may not just recite a Shahakol on an item, since what you need to do is learn the halachos of brachos, and then you'll know what bracha to recite on whatever the food is. However, one who is versed in halachos brachos and still cannot figure out the proper bracha, that individual is allowed to recite a Shahakol and fulfill his or her brachos obligation in an ex post facto manner. Now, thankfully, today there are many books that have lists of brachos. The OU has a list of items on their site, so hopefully in many situations you could probably figure out what the proper bracha is. If one recites a pri ha'adama on a fruit, so you're yotzei b'diavad, since fruits of the tree grow from the ground. However, if you recite a ha'etz on a fruit of the ground, this is a false statement and the bracha does not work, and therefore, if you have a fruit that you cannot determine if it's a ha'etz or ha'adama, you should recite a ha'adama, so you will for sure be yotzei. One who makes a pri ha'gafen on grapes has fulfilled his or her obligation. One who recites mizonos on bread has likewise fulfilled his or her obligation. One who recites a hadama on bread or on bread products, on pasim b'kisnin, so there's a suffik if you fulfilled your obligation or not, and the rule is suffik brachos lahakel, and therefore you should not recite another bracha. If you recite a hamotzi on pasim b'kisnin, so there's a machlokas if you're yotzei, and again, suffik brachos lahakel, you should not recite another bracha. You would, of course, recite an alamichya after and would not recite a birkas hamazon. Now, if one said hamotzi on a cooked item made of the five grains, so you are for sure not yotzei. If one recites mizonos on bread made from rice, so again, you're not yotzei. One who makes a hadama on flour is not yotzei, and one who makes a hadama on dough is not yotzei, as once these items are ground up, they no longer have a hadama status. If one recites a hagafen on grapes, so this is a true statement, and you're yotzei, and the same is true for raisins. If you have a berry where you should recite a hadama, but you made a ha'etz, so you're yotzei. There are those that say you can, b'diavad, recite a mizonos on any product, but there are those that argue, so since it's a suffik, you cannot make a second bracha, but you also can't eat more than a small amount. So in this situation, you should cause yourself a shinoi makom, right, go outside, so you would for sure be obligated in a new bracha. So this concludes Shir number 27 and our entire series on Hilchos Brachos. And as we've seen, brachos are very complicated, and I hope that this Shir could help to encourage the study of Hilchos Brachos. A special thank you to Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, who encouraged me to make this series. And finally, if you have any questions or comments, I can be reached at danielyadler@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.